We acknowledge the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation on which this podcast is produced. As the first storytellers and true custodians of this land, we pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and the First Nations people that this podcast reaches. Welcome to Border Stories. This is where we listen to stories told by people living with disabilities, on the margins, on the page, in their own words. I'm Harriet Gaffney. We're proud to launch Border Stories on International Day of People with Disabilities. Today you'll hear a preview of our podcast on 3CR Community Radio. Inspired by the Dulcie Stone Awards, an award recognising the talent of people with intellectual disabilities, we bring you a teaser of some of the stories about their lives. These stories cultivate empathy and strive for equality. They are stories of finding community and changing the narrative about people with disabilities. They are stories that need to be heard. The writers we will hear from are Tully Zigger, Michael Chan, Emma Norton, Robbie Wales, Kathy Townsend, and Adam James.
I'm struggling, really I am. You would think by now I would be down with it. You would think I'll be out and proud about it. Some days I am okay with it. Some days I even embrace it. Most of the people I know who have a disability are cool with it. It's who they are and they aren't ashamed. I really envy that courage. For me, I wasn't born with my disability. I was born with a chronic illness. While I knew it made me different, it wasn't severe. To be brutally honest, when I saw people with a disability, I got scared. I found it too confronting to be around. But one day, my condition got worse and I had to deal with it. I had to make the decision to get a walking frame, and damn, it was hard. It took me a while to accept it, and when people suggested I try out wheelchairs and scooters, I said, hell no. Yes, I tried them in the end, but I never went that extra mile and bought one. And I still haven't. The funny thing is that while I still haven't accepted my own disability, I have come to love the community. While I haven't gone as far as being able to yell out Crip Pride, I have met so many wonderful people within the disability community, people who are passionate about equality, passionate about spreading the word about the NDIS, and passionate about themselves. I may never have that courage to stand up and fight for our community, but I'm not ashamed of that. Instead, I'm grateful for those who have had the courage to stand up for themselves, and inevitably others who are less confident.
My autism is part of who I am, not all of who I am. Like any other person, I just can't simply learn in an environment where I constantly made to feel that I am not good enough and try something new and different. I view my autism as a different ability rather than disability. As I look past what I might see myself as limitations and search for answers that become one of my greatest strengths and accomplishments, like excelling in maths. Despite all the challenges I encountered for, I am able to be graduated from university with a bachelor's degree and look for more career opportunities up to date. I'm also an accomplished leader and one-off performer who inspires people on the spectrum to self-reflect, observe new surroundings and appreciate the little things in life. During my childhood, due to both my disability and father's perception, I just encountered barriers from nurturing myself to look for new ways of trying different, challenging things and realize my potential. I seem to be socially isolated, unheard that hinders me from realizing my goals and aspirations and unlock potential. Despite facing some challenges and barriers in my communication becomes typical characteristic of people with Asperger's syndrome, like me, once people get to know me, I've been able to express my feelings and assert my opinions by opening them up. my confidence increases and quickly develops my social skills and relationships. I most often make decisions based on fact and reason because once defining the objective, I mainly gather necessary information based on my knowledge and analysis to ensure that I have actual evidence to come up with solution. I just want to be respected by customers and co-workers for working the best of my ability. I would like to improve myself as a person and make stronger contribution to any employers I've been working for, as my transferable skills and experience will be invaluable for my future career. When you have an interest in something, you should go for it. With autism, my interests are sometimes more focused than those of my peers, but it can make me more dedicated towards them. I convince everyone to rethink their understanding about the individual strengths of people with disability as a person with ambitions and goals, feelings, thoughts, and talents like anyone else. I improve perceptions about people with disability within our community, especially the local arts groups that I participate, by encouraging us to showcase our talents, express their ideas and creativity, and perform alongside them. Hopefully, while singing One Night in Bangkok during performance, the most inspiring sentence that encourages me, "The world is your oyster." The thing that inspired the most all about is having an opportunity to learn a bit more about myself and discover my strengths and abilities and improve on them in order to become a better version of himself. And I'm so excited about the window of opportunities that opens up for myself in the world of arts. It was a brave and bold journey that pushed me out of my comfort zones, not only being able to make new friends, explore and get to know other people, but also learn how to overcome nerves and barriers while performing on stage for the first time. It gave me some time to self-reflect, observe new surroundings, and appreciate the little things in life. As a result, I became more outgoing and developed new perspectives on life. The audience were captivated in the mass choir numbers and were equally moved by the members' individual stories about their choir experiences. There were tears, laughter, but above all, it opened people's hearts and minds to the fact that some disadvantaged and marginalized people have unique personal stories and journeys to share, apart from their disability, just like everyone else. If I can do it, anyone could do it, and what makes people happy thanks to myself. What I enjoy the most is attending local community choirs with other performance opportunities at community events, as well as my recent performance on Jesoda's production of Chess. It seems to go from strength to strength, and enjoy being on the path of continued improvement as much as enjoy taking on new roles and challenges on future concerts and production. And this is always exciting, challenging and invigorating for me as a wonderful performer. Being part of bringing it all together has been great, real honor, as well attending rehearsals and performances. It's been such a close-knit, friendly, supportive towards other people, being treated like a family, and really make me feel appreciated. Thanks to all my peers and parents, truly inspired my passion, drive, and the great skill as both a leader and performer, where I received the 2017 Geelong Award for People with Disability under the Arts category, which signifies that I made the greatest impact towards promoting the more inclusive community and celebrate people like me for my significant achievements and dedication over the past year. So now I'm 35 and I know that I have so much more to learn about life, and I hope that my inspiring stories can spark a conversation in our community. I believe that my story, along with other individual stories in our community, can make that conversation happen. The most important thing is to never stop communicating with each other. Whether you are an individual on the autism spectrum or the loved one of someone with autism, well, it's up to us to learn and advocate every single day for our community. Together we can go out there and teach the lessons that we learned from each other to impact the future of individuals with autism for the better. I still have high hopes for the future and what I hope to learn along the way. So as soon as I follow the six powers of strong self-advocacy during our time at Having a Say conference, I have the power to direct my future, take charge of my plans and lead my life.
living in a dream, lead your life. I like to be toured and be honoured and be open to the community. I feel freedom in my own world, giving back to the community. I want the saints to the entity, leading, being in the net days to leading to freedom in the entity to the top of the world. I want my life to be about freedom, to be anything I put my mind to. I think in my mind, it is about the mind and the body and the soul of the Buddha to make a difference in the world, be bonded with the Buddha, what is coming and been working hard to make a difference. I like to say pity and be a good leader and as a good role model in the community in a way to make a difference in everyday life.
Leading My Life by Roey Wales. How do I feel? There are a small range of feelings I have in today's age. Happiness, heartbreak, a tinge of sadness, trying to be positive and feeling positive. My happiness stems from the fact that I feel happy when things go well, such as this time of the year, when the weather is not boiling hot or freezing cold. I do feel heartbroken, and that's nothing to sneeze at. My feelings of heartbreak is being divorced by my ex-female partner, who I thought loved me but left me to be a single person again, back to square one. From time to time, I do get tinges of sadness, and this is due to my grandparents are in God's care these days. My Nana and Pop especially, they were really loving. Once I could go for guidance and support. One thing I've got to do in my life is to feel positive, and believe me, it's not exactly easy, I can tell you. I'm an overweight person, but I do feel positive that sometime soon I can be a lot healthier. What do I think? I think a little strangely when it comes to issues such as politics. To me, there should be only one major political party, and that's the ALP, Australian Labor Party. I don't trust the Liberals is what I stand by. If anyone asks me on other key issues such as sex and religion, well, you've come to the right person. I think religion has a lot to answer for due to overseas conflicts, but that's as far as I go. As for sex, there should be greater equal opportunities out there. What men can do, women can do. I understand there might be some constraints. I'm a man, and I think there are things that women can do better than men. What do I want? There are a few things I want, but I won't go into lots of detail, as it might go on for a long while before someone says stop. One thing I want to do is have a really beautiful girlfriend that will like me for who I am. I don't want to get married again, but friendship would be more than acceptable. I do want to do more travelling, as it's been my dream to travel to places such as France, Germany, Austria and the UK. There are also plenty of places in North America as well, such as Canada, New York, Florida, and travelling down parts of Route 66. Not driving down it, of course. Not only is the speed limit in miles per hour, but driving on the right-hand side of the road. No, that's not my cup of tea, thank you very much. As I mentioned towards middle age, I figure I've got to lead my life to the fullest and slowly tick off my bucket list. I don't want to grow old and reflect back by saying I should have done that. Hopefully I'll be able to make 100, but that's another story. If you have goals, stick to them, and here's a few more. Feel strong and have pride in yourself. Think outside the square. Wants and desires can be two different things. Always want the best outcomes. We can't always have what we want. We want to achieve the best things life has to offer, then we have to try our best to achieve these goals. The time has come to lead your life. Have you got what it takes?
Speaking up for yourself. Well, I want to live like a boyfriend. I like to travel. I would like to work to earn more money so I can go to America to Disneyland. I would also like to own a puppy too. But looking after a puppy is really hard work. And plus, you'll need lots of money too, because they need to get check-ups from the vet and their injections too. And you need to make sure that where you're living has enough room or space for your dog to run around. And you will have to find yourself a good job so you can get the right amount of money, so you can be able to own the dog. Hello, my name is Kathy Townsend. My real name is Catherine Townsend, but I like to be called Kathy. It's important to be able to speak up for yourself and say what you want to happen in your life. I'm 28 years old. I would like to travel and get a job to earn more money so I can go overseas to visit Disneyland.
Let me introduce myself, my alter ego, as and. I help all kinds of people, no matter what their religion, race, gender, or with a disability or not. I help in all different situations and with everyday life. People can always rely on as and. He is always around to help. I'm a heck of a nice guy and humble. Everyone can depend on me for help. For instance, I help people at work with their morning tea or lunch, or to get any kind of hot or cold drink. I assist them in any of their program if required. I also help staff run the program to get another person to his or her destination. I also help Anthony and Sarah, and about the team, and our people. I hope to go to Bernard to help them have a say, gain confidence, or to help with anything they need, and to help Sarah and Anthony. And it's the humor there, folks. Next point. One time when I was at a pool, a younger was drowning. I became an ant. I got up on the diving board. I jumped off into the deep and to pick her up out of the deep water. One of the pool instructors, Deborah, came over to help me with Christina. We put her down on the edge. Her hair was wet. Deb went to get a towel for Tina. I put with how I want her. I use my ass and my ass to get the water out of Tina. That's the don't know yet. They put another round to try her with her. Amber was in her car. I'm in the car park. I told Deb to get Amber to come and pick up Tina. I used my ass and heat power to dry up, to dry and warm up Tina. Amber came to see Tina. Deb and me, Amber gave me a hug to thank me for saving Tina. So did Deb. Amber, Tina, Deb and I all went out to dinner that night to celebrate another good deed. What both well, what both well, what both well. Where everyone? Where everyone? That's not all, there's more to come. Damn, I'm good. yes. Another time, about 30 years ago, I saw my girlfriend Mandy, and she was sitting upset. She was shaky. With tears running down her cheek, she called out to me. She said, out to me, well, she didn't want to know me. I said, no, Connie, we have been together all week here at CYC. Now you have to remember the good time we've had with everybody. We have had here. We will be together again, I promise. I tried to make her feel better and to comfort her. And as Aunt is always, I'm including everyone and making them feel they are equal and nothing is impossible for anyone. Everyone feels they can always rely on Aunt, and he's always around to help them in good times and bad.
Now we'll hear a preview of conversations we've had with each of the writers.
When you write, you're exposing yourself. You're putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. And sometimes when you sit down and start writing, it's scary. It's scary to think that the strangers are going to be looking, reading these words and seeing this side of you that you've tried, that you know, you've kept hidden for so long, and then to suddenly be out there, it's just, it's so much. It's, do I really want people to know what it's like for me to live with a disability? I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I don't want that. But I think it's an important, story, but it's a freeing, scary thing to do, to share that story with the world. And that's why I think I've taken my time with this book, because I'm scared of finishing it. Mm. I'm scared of getting it published.
Yes, writing can help you speak up for yourself, because it takes whatever you can't say. It takes it out of you instead of using your mouth. It can show you what you're trying to say on a piece of paper. And yes, it is true. It is really important for anyone that has trouble that they have to speak up for themselves, because it's a hard thing. Lots of people will have trouble speaking up for themselves, and that's why I said it a lot, because I want people out there to know that no matter how hard it is, they can have a go, and they need to keep trying, get it out there. And if the only way they can is writing, well, maybe that they should do that, or drawing, but yes.
People with a disability are dance for their voice to be heard.
Great.
And also remind me that everything I've been doing in myself, that it has been achieved a lot in myself.
Scott Morrison and a lot of his government officials took away quite a few of the bit of the NDIS, which is a real blow.
Mm, absolutely. Do you want to sort of expand upon that?
And I just thought that money should have been left alone. And
do you think the federal government cares enough, or that it pays enough attention to people who are marginalised, like people with disability?
I don't think they do, unfortunately. I know when the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd government was in, they paid a lot more attention to the disability sector.
Yeah.
Whereas when they got defeated at the last federal election by then Prime Minister Tony Abbott, things started going backwards, which was very disappointing.
If you had the opportunity to say something to Scott Morrison, what would you say?
I'll just say, why are you doing this to all of us for? We don't deserve this. We're not second-class citizens. We're normal, everyday Australians, and we can still do things as well as anyone else.
Well, as part of the disability, it seems there's so many, all the challenges and, the obstacles or some kind of barriers, and which hopefully that hinders you from unlocking your own potential and hopefully you'll be able to achieve, just even, once I finish my university degree, I wish I'd get myself into accounting or bookkeeping and everything. Well, just gain a bit more some broader perspective on what the industry looked like. But actually, even being part of my disability, like autism, which have already, that really looks like you're building some kind of a wall. I build a wall that put a shield up myself, so I'd be able just unable to understand what are my own personal perspective for has been. So like I've gained a bit more some understanding of the feelings from other people's perspectives and everything, so it makes you feel more isolated. Sometimes they can be pretty frustrating here to say that. So once I've been joined up called with One Voice Choir, well, it's run by the Creativity Australia, and this is the only way in which that really engaged myself into the world of arts. Just allow me myself to express my own creativity. Well, rather than just simply unlocking my own potential and going to singing and everything. So, look at some all those alternative pathways in which hopefully we've been looking for, they can be helping you to remove or overcome the barriers in which be able to achieve, just finding employment or even just hopefully gaining some bit more, strengthening your own connections with the other people which you have.
Mm. Well, I believe... young people don't have a sense, and to have a say, I'm helping young people who go to Burnet. I help them have a say.
Yep.
I'm about what they don't know about violence. And if anything happened to them, they can go to me or anybody at Burnet.
That's so important, isn't it?
Isn't it, Sarah?
That people have someone to talk to and to tell them the things that might have happened?
Yes.
If you liked what you heard, listen to all of the conversations we had with each of the writers on our other episodes. You can listen to them now online. You've been listening to Border Stories. This is where we listen to stories told by people living with disabilities. On the margins, on the page, in their own words. Border Stories would like to thank Writers Victoria, Valid, and the Cashlist Fund of the Australia Council for funding this podcast. We would also like to thank the writers who shared their stories with us. This episode was produced at 3CR Community Radio. Our producer is Tan Hung Pham. I'm Harriet Gaffney, and you've been listening to Border Stories.